Truth is, this tire ties in a little bit then to this last tire. Speak about the idea of being a Ben Aliyah and a Ben Hashem. Like a Nair is a Neshama. The Nair Hashem Nishmas Adam, this Neshama of a Jew. The way to be Mavchin between a person who's an Ish Neshama and not an Ish Neshama is if he feels a Ratzon to grow. He oimen as hadasa, that the lashon emuna, Rav Nachman says, is a lashon of growth. That the siman to a person being a ben emuna, a bal emuna, is a ratzon to grow. That the chitzonius way we judge madregas, if we should even judge madregas at all, based upon how much Torah a person has acquired, how much chesed he may do, how long Yishmon Esri is. If he sleeps in the sukkah or not, how many hours he puts in every day in learning, it's all chitzonius. Main akuda in Avodas Hashem is that a person is a bal madriga. Bal madriga means that he wants to be a ben aliyah, that he wants to go higher and higher. And higher and higher doesn't mean going up to Shemayim. It just means coming closer and closer to Hashem. Many times the way to come closer to Hashem is to go down. And a Ben Aliyah, a true Ben Aliyah, he's not set back from his downfalls. He may even be such a chacham that he knows that sometimes going down is going up. The Torah doesn't use a lashon of Ben Aliyah. You don't find such a lashon, as far as I know. It means to be an Ish Neshama, but the word in the Torah that the Torah uses to describe a Ben Aliyah is to be a Dorish. And in Ana B'Kayach, which we say every single day, which is the Shem Membez, as the Zohar says, all Aliyahs are B'Shem Membez. The Shem Mem Beis is like an elevator. It takes everything up. In the Shem Mem Beis, we have a tefillah. Na gibor dorsha yichudcha kevavos shamer. That we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's called the gibor, that we ask that Hashem should give a special protection to the dorsha yichudcha. That there's a certain category of Yidden who are called dorsha yichudcha. There were Mispalo, there were Nechunya ben Hakana who created this tefillah out of the Shem Membez. That he created a tefillah for those who are called the Dorshe Yechutcha, Kivavas Shomrim, that Hashem should have watched them like the pupil of his eye. Which we know that the pupil of the eye is the place that, which is the most precious to a person, and that a Suma is Chashav Kames, which is why Rav Nachman says that a person's first reaction when there's any danger is to cover his eyes like this. Because the eyes are the place on the Rosh, which determines whether a person can see or not. That's a person's whole life is depending on his eyes. That's why the pasuk says, "Eini Hashem Aleikecha." In Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz Asher Tamid Eini Hashem Aleikecha. Dorish Oisa Tamid. How's it go?
Tamid Eini Hashem Aleikecha Ba.
Mereishis Hashana Lachishana. But Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz that Hashem is Dorish Oisa Tamid. It's called the Eini Hashem. That the eyes of Hashem are always there. And there's another pasuk which says that Hashem is always Dorish Eretz Yisrael. There's an inyan of the eyes, the Eini Hashem, as it relates to the this inyan of being Dorish as Hashem.
Eretz Asher Eini Hashem.
And this pasuk of Eini Hashem Elokecha b'Mereishis Hashanah Adachas Hashanah, of course, refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are days of Bechina Eretz Yisrael. And Sukkot is a hemshach of that. That when you come into Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you come into Eretz Yisrael. And when you come to the Sukkot, you come to the Beis Hamikdash of Eretz Yisrael. We find about David HaMelech that he had to be Doirish, the Makom of the Mikdash. That's called Doirish Yichudcha. It's a class of people who are called Doirish the Yichud Hashem. And that's why you say about Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Gemara makes the drasha, Dirshu Hashem B'Himatzai. But it's a man of Drisha, of being Doirish as Hashem. And the Bechla, like we read in the Pashas Nitzavim, which we read in the time of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, this Tekufa of the year, that Hashem says, you will find me, Umatzasa, Ki Sidrashenu B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. That Hashem says, those who want to find me, they have to be Doirish me. And there's certain persistence, like we said before, a certain Nitzchias, certain not giving upness. Quoted before, the Shechnai Sidrashu Uvas Hashama, that if a person is Bechlal the Dorshe Hashem, he's Dorshe Yichudcha, then he has a Haftacha Uvas Hashama. So Bechlal, this month of Tishrei, is his man of Dirshu Hashem Mimatzai. That Hashem makes himself available to us, and therefore we have to be Dorishim. And the way that they're Dorish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Neshama of Moshe. The Moshe is the neshama, is the nitzatz. We know that the yushpizin are considered to be avos. That all the yushpizin, every single person has an akuda within himself of each of the yushpizin. The akuda Moshe within each and every one of us is that kairich to be dairish as Hashem. The Moshe is the ultimate dairish. As it says, dorash, dorash Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he was so persistent in his drisha that he was dairish achar dairish. What's unusual about this Dorash Dorash Moshe is that Chazal tell us that the middle words of the Torah is the word Dorash 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 Moshe, as if to say that the Nekuda HaEmtzai of the entire Torah, that what the Torah is all about, is the entire Torah is about Dorash 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 Moshe. The Nekuda HaMitzai, it's the lave of the entire Torah, is to be Dorish Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu was Dorish Hashem. What's interesting is that is that Tishrei is the middle month of the year when you start from Nisan, because Tishrei is the Zman of Drisha. Because whenever you find the middle of something, you find Drisha. Like we said, Dorash Dorash Moshe is the middle of the year, is the middle of the Torah. So therefore, the middle of the year is Tishrei. And that's why Tishrei begins with Dirshu Hashem B'Matzai. The Gemara says, Yedo Asar Yamei Meir Hashanim Kim Kippur Mekesel B'Asar. And Sidrashu, the Shechnai Sidrashu, Sidrashu is Gematria Tishrei. So not only is Dorash Maisha the middle of the Torah, and Tishrei, which is Sidrashu, Dirshu Hashem B'Matzai, is the middle of the year, but Maisha himself is the middle of the What's interesting is that Chazal say Gedolei Nekama Shenitna B'Seich Shnei Oisiyos, Bein Shnei Oisiyos. Nekama is so great because Nekama is found between two names of Hashem, Kael Nekamos Hashem, Kael Nekama Sefiyah. Kael Nekama is Hashem, Kael on one end of the word Nekama is, and Hashem on the other end of Nekama is. So the word nekama is surrounded by the Shem Havaya and the Shem Kel. And the same thing is true about the Mikdash. Mikdash Hashem Kanani Yadecha, right? The pasuk before that says, Mikdash Hashem. Now before that it says Hashem. Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kanani Yadecha. The word Mikdash is slipped in between two names of Hashem. What's interesting is that the word Dirshu is also placed in between two names of Hashem. The Gemara doesn't mention it. But we begin davening every single day with the word Dirshu. Every davening is called Dirshu. What do we say? That's how we begin davening. It's called the Drisha. It's very easy to miss this because it's the end of the last pasuk before and the beginning of the coming pasuk. Listen again. Yismach lev mevakshe Hashem dirshu Hashem. So you could say the same thing. G'day ledirshu shenitna b'shnei oisis. It's placed in between two names of Hashem. That just like dirshu is the middle of the Torah, it's also in between two names of Havaya. What makes this even greater is that Mikdash is in between Adonis and Havaya. Nekamos is in between Kel and Havaya. Dirshu is in between Havaya and Havaya. What's interesting also is that if you go to Purim, everything comes back to Purim. So you have... you have Mordechai. And what's Mordechai's great, great title in the Megillah? You know, how does the Megillah end with the Shavach of Mordechai? Doirish Toiv La'amai. Mordechai is called the Doirish. Mordechai, he was the Neshama of Moshe, Chazal say. He was the Neshama of Moshe. If you're in the Neshama of Moshe, you have to be a Doirish. He was Doirish Toiv La'amai. And with the Koyach of his Drisha, he brought down Haman and his 10 sons. How do you know? Because how many people were killed in Shushan on the first day? Chamesh Me'ayis Ish, 500 men. Plus the Aseres B'nei Haman. So 500 plus 10 is? Dorish. Dorishu. So Mordechai is Dorish Tev La'ama. With that Dorish, he was able to take down 510 men. In fact, Toiv, which we said Dorish Toiv, Toiv B'miluyai, is Gematria Dorash Moshe. 853. You have to figure that yourself. Nice. And that's why Esther, she was also Bechlal the Dar Sheyichutcha. That's why she had a son who was named
Darius.
Daryavish. Daryavish. In fact, Daryavish is Dairish Yud. Because the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is called Dairish Yud. It's the 10 days of Drisha, which is connecting the Aseres Yimei Haman. Aseres B'nei Haman. Dairish Yod. If you're Dairish Yod, if you're Dairish Havaya, the letter Yod, which is the Nekuda HaEmtzai, the Yod is that tiny, tiny Nekuda which you can't see. It's called the Reishis. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the Yamin Noiraim. If you're Dairish Yerushamayim, Masham Elokech HaShoyim Mimach Kim Lira, then you're Bechlal the Dar Sheichutcha, which is the Madriga of Mordechai, which is the Madriga of Esther. Atahare Saladas. What's Gematria Ladas?
Darash.
Ki Hashem hu elokim eino melvada. The Jew has to be Doresh ki Hashem hu elokim eino melvada. Ki lo yazavta Doshecha Hashem. Meet the Shatar and Idreshes behind. Beis HaMedrash. Do we think the Beis HaMedrash is a place to come and to learn? It's a place to be Dorish as Hashem. So it's called the Beis HaMedrash. Where is a Jew supposed to go to be Dorish as Hashem if not to the Beis HaMedrash?
Dar Moshe.
Okay. Bechol Dar Vadar, especially to the Moshe. That's why it says Yismach Leib Mevakshi Hashem Dirshu Hashem Bo'izah. There's a tremendous simcha to be part of the Dorshei Yichudcha. It's not a person is zechet a tremendous protection, but there's a tremendous simcha, and that's what it means to sit in the sukkah. Because if Tishrei is the middle of the year, then Sukkot is the middle of Tishrei. I mean, Sukkot is the real time that you know who's Darshei Hashem and who's not Darshei Hashem. That those who are sitting in the sukkah, the zeichet to the bracha of Darshei Yichudcha Kivavas Shomrim, that Hashem protects them. The shmirah of the sukkah is Hashem. That's the Kivavas Shomrim, that Hashem watches them like an eye. You know, the letter ayin is very shaykh to. So it's a sukkah, it's the Ayin Parim and the Ayin Umas Oilam, the Eini Hashem. That's right, Yismach Leiv, it's Zman Simchaseinu. But the simcha which comes on sukkah is that a person rejoices and that Hashem is made on him that he's a Dor Ish Yichudcha. That if he came on Rosh Hashanah and he was Isaac and Tshuva, Seres Yimei Tshuva, and he had a Yom Kippur that he was Mamish, he put everything he had into it. He was Bechlal Darshei Yichudcha. Hashem makes a special place for the Mevakshi Hashem, for the Darshei Hashem called the Sukkah. Anybody who sits in the Tzilah Dim Hamnusa, Hashem is made on them that he's Darshei Yichudcha. And when Sukkah is over, and the month of Cheshvan comes, and we return to the Beis Medrash, like the Sfarim say that there's no Yom Tov in Cheshvan, because the person has to come back to the Beis Medrash. He has to learn Torah. But it shouldn't be like a person goes from the Sukkah to the Beis Medrash. It's like going from to a foreign land. It should be, it's all a Hemshech of the Sukkah. I'm just taking my Sukkah and putting it into the Beis Medrash now. That I was a Dorish Yichudcha in the Sukkah, and now the Beis Medrash is a place of also being Dorish Yichudcha. But even when a person is being Isaac and Yid Gimel Mimit Shah Torah Nidreshus Behen, it's all a way of being Dorish as Hashem. I told you not long ago that Rav Shmelki told the Chayza from Lublin, who was a Talmud by him for some time. He says he told the Chayza, he said, if you ever see me in learning, then I'm waving my finger like this, and I get so caught up in the sugi that I'm forgetting Hashem, you have to pull my finger. And the Chayza said, I never once had to pull Rav Shmelki's finger, never once, even in his pilpul, did he forget that it was in Misiach Das that he was standing in front of Hashem. Dalif Nemiata Omel. A person, even in his Amelis of Torah, he remembers who he's being Omel in front of. It's easy to say. I'm not holding on this Madriga, and I can't imagine that many people are. Being Mechazik myself, like everybody else, it's what it means, a base Medrash. It could be any base Medrash. To be Dorish the Nekuda Hemtzai, because the Nekuda Hemtzai is Nelam. That's why David HaMelech, it wasn't shown to him where the Makam HaMikdash was. He had to be Dorish the Beis HaMidrash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMidrash of the entire Batei Midrashim. It's the Beis HaMidrash of the whole world. But he had to find it. He had to be Dorish that Makam. Adem Samakam Lashem. He had to find that Makam Lashem. But he was a Dorish Yechutcha, so Hashem opened it up to him. But the things which we're looking for in life, they're not open to us. Everything is very closed. We live in an oilam where there's everything is besasim, everything is concealed. Bakesa, everything is bakesa. There's a concealment on everything. I forgot to mention even that last Torah, that Rav Nosson says that even if Rav Nachman is maskim to you, you still can't take it for granted that that's what he means. He uses the word maskim because maskim is also a lashon of masecha. But even his haskoma is just a masecha. We never really know. Nothing is ever really clear. The biggest compliment for a person to have is that he's a Dorshei Yichudcha. Even if he says, you know, he knows Kol HaShas Be'in, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, that's not the biggest compliment. The biggest compliment is to be Bichlal Dorshei Yichudcha. Because even if how much Torah person knows, even if he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, right, the Baal Shem Tov already says Torah Hashem Tamima means that nobody's ever touched the Torah; it's still complete. Nobody's made a dent in the Torah. What does it mean to know Kol HaTorah Kula? It's not possible. The only way to know Kol HaTorah Kula, like Rav Kook says, is to want to know the entire Torah. And if you want to know the entire Torah, ad ein sof, you have a shayches to Kol HaTorah Kula. Because to accomplish Kol HaTorah Kula is impossible. To want to know Kol HaTorah Kula, you have a shayches to Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what it means to be Darish Yechudcha, to be Darish the oneness, the totality of Hashem, the totality of Torah, the totality of Klal Yisrael. That Nignas in the Drisha itself is the accomplishment of having everything. So kafi that a person is a Darish, that's kafi how much he's masik and he has a shaykhis to the totality of everything. And the neshama which brings us to that, which represents that, more than any other neshama, is the neshama of Moshe. The Rosh Darash Moshe. That he was Darish the Darish. That when a Jew feels like he can't be Darish anything, Moshe Reino gives him the Drisha. He's Darash Darash. He'll give you the koyach of Drisha. Even if you don't have the Drisha, he's Darish your Drisha. So it's a special simcha amongst all the simchas of Zman Simchasenu, that when a Jew comes to this stop, to this sukkah, to the sukkah smosha, even if a Jew feels that he's lacking that drisha, that he's lacking, that he's sluggish, that he feels he doesn't have that drisha that he wanted to have after Yom Kippur, when he comes into Moshe Rabbeinu's sukkah, Moshe is dorish every single Jew, that he brings out the drisha in every single Jew. Because he's the middle of the year, in the sukkah, which is the middle of the year, in the middle of Tishrei, which is, and it's the day of Moshe, which is in the middle of Sukkos. That he brings out the Nekuda Emtzai within each and every Jew, which is Nela. Moshe can find it. So just to be on this day, in the sukkah, Moshe Rabbeinu, it already accomplishes that for us. What we ask is that we should be Bechlal Dar Sheikhucha the entire year. That we should take the Moshe, the Neshama Moshe, with us outside of the sukkah. We should take Moshe and the sukkah with us wherever we go, so that every time we mention, when we read Anu B'Koyach and we say Nagi B'Doshe Yechutra, it should be meaningful to us, that we should feel like that's who we are, that this is the company that we want to find ourselves in. We want to be Bechlal, this special classification of people of Doshe Yechutra. No matter where we are, whether we're in our highs or whether we're in our lows, then Hashem should always give us that nitzitz of Moshe, that we should be Bechlal Doshe Yechutra Kol Hashana Kula. To be Dairish and to be Dairish and to be Dairish, I'd be a Skoyat Sadek and have a Minu Amen.